Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Kevin Most now from Northwestern, and it's our Monday morning house call. How are you, Doc?
I'm doing great, Bob. How about yourself?
I'm young and loose and full of juice.
There you go.
I have a long list of questions for you.
Okay.
Lots of new studies about the coronavirus. One that really was interesting was about picking it up from surfaces. You know, you still can't get those Clorox disinfectant wipes, but apparently, and is this right, the studies are now saying that it's not that easy to pick up the virus from a surface?
Exactly. You know, this is probably one of the more unfortunate things when you look at this whole incident of COVID and what came out early. If you remember, very early on, once we isolated the virus, scientists went out and said, okay, how long will it live on stainless steel? How long will it live on plastic? How long will it live on paper? And all that really did is tell you that the virus can live on these surfaces. It didn't show that it would be infectious. That got everyone's attention, and all of a sudden, we don't want to have touch pizza boxes, and we're putting our groceries in garages for days to let the virus die.
Right.
So we're really knowing that the transmission is more person to person than it is subject or object to us. Now, that being said, I would say the one thing I would be really careful with is your cell phone. Don't loan your cell phone to somebody to talk and then take it back and use it right away. But it really comes down to, even if you did touch something that had the virus, wash your hands, which we have been saying since day one.
Yes. And we're doing okay in Illinois. The positivity rate is staying down, but it's way up in Wisconsin, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, in Illinois, we are doing okay. We're still, you know, hanging around that, whatever, 3.7, 3.8, 4, right around there. But we are starting to see some of the states around us starting to spike, which is a little concerning. And then when we look internationally and we're seeing what's happening in Europe, it's even more concerning as we're seeing those numbers really start to increase.
Yeah. What was the positivity rate in Wisconsin? It was something like 18%.
Yeah, there were some counties, if I'm not mistaken, were close to 20%. Yep.
Yeah, we're okay. Well, relatively speaking, Michigan is okay. Another study I wanted to ask you about, the CDC reversing their testing guidance again. So what are they saying now about people exposed but without symptoms?
Yeah, you know, they've been flip-flopping back and forth, and we've been talking about the importance of identifying people who are asymptomatic, and they kind of went away from it, and now they've at least come back. Now, it goes back to if you've been in close contact, which is they define as 6 feet, with somebody who had now had a documented case of COVID and you were with them for 15 minutes, even if you don't have symptoms, they're encouraging people not only to get tested, but also to self-quarantine and isolate themselves for 14 days. Now, that being said, we're seeing that a lot of the testing sites, it's going to take almost that time to get your test results back, unfortunately. And as we come into the fall, we want to make sure we at least have enough test kits available for those that are going to be coming into the hospital. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Physicians, for the most part, have been, you know, saying, hey, you were exposed to somebody. Do you really have to self-isolate? I'm not so sure, but you need to be extremely careful. Don't be around anybody vulnerable. Make sure you're always wearing a mask. So the CDC has kind of been bouncing back and forth. And again, like you said, reversed their statement that was in earlier in August, said, hey, you know, don't worry about it if you don't have symptoms.
Seems to be news on testing and methods of testing every day. I heard something early this morning about Canada and saliva tests. So are we finally getting up to speed on testing around here?
We are. You know, saliva testing is really going to be one of the, probably the, I'll say the bridges before we get to what I think is going to be the best thing, which is going to be essentially ventilation testing, a breathalyzer test. But the good thing about saliva tests is two things. One, we don't need a swab. So it's the where we were running out of swabs before. We don't need some of the containers that they have. So it's much easier test. It's also very inexpensive. We're talking about a test that costs, you know, $3, $4, $5. And the people that have designed the tests are perfecting it, but they're also making it what we call open source so that anybody can use it. So Northwestern right now is working on one that will use with students at Northern Illinois University and potentially at Northwestern University. So again, similar to what they're doing at U of I, where the students will be tested a couple times a week to try to minimize the spreads there.
Hmm. It's our Monday morning house call with Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. And Doc, as you know, there were a couple of studies released in the last few days about coronavirus and airline flights. What's new here? Anything, really?
No, nothing really new. As a matter of fact, it's more historical data when you look at the study. And I'm going to fly on Wednesday, so I just to tell you how I feel about it. But the study that you're discussing that came out recently was talking about some long flights, like some international flights that happened prior to us all wearing masks, prior to us distancing, doing all those things. And it was it showed that it certainly did spread. Now, airlines, when they heard about that, went and said, okay, what can we do? So they increased the air turnover circulation, which cost them a little bit of money, but you're getting more fresh air into the airplanes quicker. You now have filters that have been placed on their circulation as well. Some airlines, including Southwest, still have the middle seat empty, and they're cleaning between the flights. So they've learned from all of this. So I don't want people to be totally concerned, but you know, be careful. You wear a mask. You're going to minimize your exposure when you're on a flight to just a couple of people around you. So it's I wouldn't be overly concerned, but it is interesting that they went back and traced these for these international flights and saw what the exposure could be without proper masking and without proper distancing.
Well, the issue there is you're on the plane for a long time on an international flight, right?
Yep.
A lot of people thinking about holiday travel and wondering whether they should get on a plane or not. Our travel expert Peter Greenberg always reminds us that you are probably going to have, even if the middle seat's open, somebody in the row behind you and in front of you, so you really can't social distance, can you?
No, you really can't. You know, but you're going to also minimize the chance of exposure to about four people. So if you're in Vegas, you certainly would take that bet.
Right.
But again, it's one of those where people are going to say, well, maybe I'd rather drive. And I'd say, you can drive, but you're going to get exposed on the way to people as well at gas stations, at restaurants, and at hotels. You know, so sometimes flying may be the quickest and most effective way to travel.
We've also been talking a lot about colorectal cancer lately, and there's some new research out suggests that coffee drinkers may have an edge against colon cancer. What did you think about this study, Doctor?
You know, Bob, I found it very interesting, and if you read it and you read about this study, what we do with cancer treatments is when we start a trial, so we will take whatever the standard treatment is for a disease, a cancer, and then we'll say, you know what, if we added this medication, will it make people more, will it extend life? So they were treating patients with metastatic colon cancer with the standard treatment and then plus another medication. Some people got placebo, some people got the other medication. What they also did is during the talking of that, they said, okay, we want to hear more about your diet too. Tell us, did you stop smoking at this time? Tell us what your alcohol consumption was. Tell us what your coffee consumption was. And it was interesting that people that drank somewhere between 2 and 4 cups of coffee actually had longer survival and a lower risk of the cancer worsening. Now, we talked about the benefits of coffee many times. You know, it increases our metabolic rate, it allows us for fat burning, it's high in vitamin B, it decreases our chance of diabetes, decreases Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, liver cancer. So we know it is a good thing for us. And people say, well, why is that? And one of the main reasons is probably the number of antioxidants that are in there. And antioxidants actually help us prevent and repair any genetic damage. So dark chocolate, blueberries, strawberries, Dave Bennett's favorite, kale, those are all very high in antioxidants and are very good for you.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a green tea guy. Should I switch?
Yep. You might want to.
Let's talk for a second about the big Gilda's Club Chicago virtual event Friday to benefit Northwestern. This sounds like a fun event, Doc.
Yeah, Bob, I appreciate this. You know, all of these great charities that do all this unbelievably great work have been devastated financially because they haven't been able to have their galas and their golf outings. But Gilda's Club is having a great one this Friday. It's a virtual one. There's going to be live new music from Stephen Page, from Bare Naked Ladies. Bonnie Hunt will be on. Al Roker. It's free. You just go on, and Second City will be entertaining you. It's for an hour. There's other ways to give. You can just text to give. There's a silent auction if anybody wants to play golf with me. I actually have a foursome in the auction at a very great golf course. But it's a way for us to give back and have a little fun. And just remember that just because COVID hit, cancer has still continued. And these people that used to get together for yoga, for other cooking classes and all that, they've been isolated now. So we need to do everything we can to keep Gilda's alive and up and running and supportive for all these patients going through what they're going through right now.
If you want more information on this, I guess the easiest thing to do would be just to go to GildasClubChicago.org, and then you can find out more about everything Doc Most is talking about. GildasClubChicago.org. I know it's going to be a big event, virtual event this Friday.
Yep, this Friday, 6 o'clock. It will be a great event. Have some laughs, listen to some music, and find a way to reach into your wallet and give them a little money.
Good idea. GildasClubChicago.org. Doc, you have a good week. Talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.